So we'll try to ask Hashem to see the Rambans about Chanukah this week. So if you take a look here in Perek Ben Tes, Pasuk Yud, Vayosa Shevet Yehuda. Ein inyano shel yosa la'olam. It doesn't mean, again, Shevet, which represents the power of Malchus, doesn't mean that Malchus will be uninterrupted. Ein inyano shel yosa la'olam. Kikosov, it says, in the Tochucha, Yolach Hashem oscha ves Malchucha asher tokim alecha, El Gaya Shaloya Data Atava Vasakh Vinahem Umalkum Bagola. Inlahim Od Malach Vasarin. The Yom Mabim in Malach Yisrael. The Torah itself says that there will be Golos in which Malchus is interrupted. Bahanovi lo Yavtiachas Yisrael Shalal Yelchu Beshevi Beshem Inyan Bav Hashim Loch Aleim Yehuda. Doesn't mean that it will be uninterrupted, but rather shelo yosu shevet miyuda el echad me'echav. It means it won't go from Yehuda to one of the other shvatim. Aye, but again, we know that from the times of Rechavam, there were Malchei Yisrael as well. So how does that mesh with this? Again, it's at this point the Ramban is talking about it as a haftocha. We'll see subsequently he says it's more than a haftocha. But how does that history consistent with this haftocha? Ki Malchus Yisrael Hamoshal Aleihem Mimenu Yehiya Vol Yimshal Echad Me Echav Olav. Yehuda was never ruled by Malchus Yisrael. B'chein lo yosef mechokek miben raglav, shekol mechok b'yisrael ashe b'yadot habas ha-melech mimenu yihye. Ki hu yimshol v'yitzave b'chol yisrael, v'lo chosam ha-malchus ad ki yovel v'no, v'lo yikahas kol ha-amim, they'll be gathered, lasos b'kol k'ritzonu, v'zehu ha-moshiach. Ki ha-shevet yimoz l'dovet, shu ha-melech ha-rishon ashe lo shevet ha-malchus, and ad ki yavo shilo, v'shilo hu b'no, asher lo yikahas v'amim. V'lo yitochin mama Rabbi Avram, sh'oma sh'yia shilo David, ki lo hoya l'yehuda shevet kodem David. It's clear, lo yosu shevet Yehuda milchok miben raglav ad ki yavo shilo, that the Malchus antied in shevet Yehuda precedes Shiloh. So how can Shiloh refer to David? Ki afo bi sheshifto nechba v'noseya b'tchila, shevet represents melucha. Ein shevet rak l'melech u'moshe. Ki dechsev shevet mishor, shevet malchusecha, shevet moshlem, shevet limshal. V'hakosav hazeh remez, ki Yaakov himnech shevet Yehuda al Echav, v'horesh li Yehuda hamemshal al Yisrael. V'hu ma sh'oma David, v'yivcha Hashem alokei Yisrael bi, mikol beis avi, lios l'melech al Yisrael la'olam. Ki b'Yehuda bocha l'nagid, u'beveis Yehuda beis avi, u'beveis avi bi, ratza l'hamnech al kol Yisrael. So the pasuk by David HaMelech indicates that the bechira of David sort of what was a subset of a prior bechira. That there was an original bechira of Shevet Yehuda, ki be Yehuda bachar, and then within that, so it was specified that it would be Malchus Beis David. V'omer lo Yosur lirmos ki yimloch shevet acher al Yisrael, ale me'esh sheyochel lias liYehuda shevet Malchus lo Yosur mimenu el shevet acher. But Yaakov Avinu doesn't say that Shevet belongs exclusively to Yehuda, but he says Lo Yosur. Lo Yosur means from the time that Melucha will begin within Shevet Yehuda. So then Lo Yosur. Again, hinting that there will be a Melech Meshevet Acher prior to the inception of Melucha by Yehuda. V'omer lo Yosur lirmos ki yimloch shevet acher al Yisrael. So as the next line in the Ramban continues, it's clear the Ramban is talking about Shaul, right? Because Shaul is not from Shevet Yehuda. But why is he only talking about Shaul? Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua were also had Din Melech. And yet the Ramban doesn't say Lirmos ki yimluchu shvatim acherim, and it's quite clear because that's why he segues when he says Ve'inyan Shaul in the next sentence. It's because he's been talking about Shaul. But why is the Ramban sort of says that what accounts for the Lashon of Vayosu Shevet Yehuda is that there will be a Melech prior to Yehuda from a different Shevet? It's really Melachim. Shevet Levi, Shevet Ephraim. So maybe it means like this. No, this is certainly true for Moshe Rabbeinu, but I don't know, maybe it's true for Yeshua as well, I'm not sure. The Meshech Chochma as a kasha in Parshas Yisrael, the pasuk says that Vayavo Aaron v'chol zikne Yisrael lecho lechem in chosein Moshe lifnei Elokim. So Chazal say, where was Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't part of the Suda. Vayavo Aaron v'chol zikne Yisrael lecho lechem in chosein Moshe. So Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu was the waiter. Moshe Rabbeinu was Omer Meshamesh. And so the Torah is giving you the guest list. Those who were seated at the Suda. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't seated at the Suda, he was Omer Meshamesh. So the Meshech Chochma asks a kasha, but Melech Shemachal Kvod was Ein Kvod HaMochel, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a head of Din Melech. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu be... How could Moshe Rabbeinu be acting in a capacity as being the waiter if a melech is not allowed to be mochal kvodo? That's the Meshech Chochma's kasha. So my brother Hashem Yikom Domo said that he once asked the Rav that question. He told him the Meshech Chochma's question, and the Rav right away said that the din of melech shemochal kvodo in kvodo mochal is only when there's a minui melech. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech without minui. Meaning, how do we know the din of melech shemachol kvodo ein machol ein kvodo machol? Because the one says som tosim alecha melech shatehe emasa alecha. So som tosim alecha melech, right? When you memana melech, you being memana melech, that you'll have that you'll have constant, ever present emas hamalchus. So that tells you that the melech can't be mochal kvodo. But the Torah Taka says it in within the din of minoy. The minoy of melech is such that he's memuna, that he can't be mochal kvodo. Moshe Rabbeinu was melech, but without a minoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was melech just by virtue of who he was. So maybe in Adkan. That was the Rav's answer to the Meshech Chochmas Kasha. I said, we don't find... let's say the din is the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Second, what I was about to say isn't the right, but okay. The question is, do we find a minoy by Yeshua ben Nun? Or Yeshua ben Nun also, just as Moshe ben Mamalim Malkum, Memela had the status of a melech. And maybe Shaul was nimshach and appointed as a melech. Right? We certainly don't find the meshicha by Yeshua ben Nun. Again, that may or may not be a raya. But Yitachin, there wasn't even a minoy comparable to that of Shaul. Yeshua ben Nun was a melech. The Ramban is talking about the exception of where we were memana melech shalom yishevet Yehuda, as opposed to those who just may atzmam had a din melech ayin olav. V'inyan shol hoya. So why taka does HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially with the first minui melech? The inyan shol hoya ki bavo shediber shedvar she'elas hamalchus be'esahi nisav etzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo rotzal ham lechalei min ha'shevet ha'shelo hamalchus shelo yosem yimena lo olamim v'nasan lohem malchus sho'a. ולעזר ברמז הכוסף שאומר, אתם לך מלך באפי ואיקח באברסי, שנוסנו לו, שנסנו לו שלא ברצונו, ולכן לקוחו באברסו שנהרג הוא ובונו ונפסקה ממנו המלכוס. It would be inappropriate for Malchus Beis David to begin in response to an inappropriate demand from Bnei Yisrael. So Mimela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't begin Malchus Beis David at that point. Why was it inappropriate? But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Shalosh Mitzvahs and Stavros Yisrael, the Knisasa Ma'aretz, and one of them is Limnos Lahem Melech. So why was it inappropriate? V'hoya kol zeh, mitnei shehoya Shmuel shofet, v'novi v'lochei milcham oseyem al pi Hashem. Moshiach osam, v'lohoya lahem lishol melech biyomav. So again, what's the explanation? Why was the request inappropriate? Bimei Shmuel, b'nei shayu Shmuel shofet v'navi v'lochei melchamosem al pi Hashem Moshiach osam. So what the Ramban is saying is along the lines that the Ramban has at the end. It's a question of how you learn Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Rambam has at the end of Perek Dal of Hilchos Melachim like this. Ubach Kol, referring to the Melech, you Masav L'Shem Shemayim. V'tiya Machshavto U'magamaso L'horim Das Ha'emes. He should be focused and his goal should always be to elevate Yehadus, the true religion, ulamalos ha'olam tzedek, and to fill the world with tzedek, v'lishpo zroa ha'rashayim ulehilachei melchamas Hashem, she'ein mamlichin melech tchila elo lasos mishpat u'milchama. So what's the definition of the position of melech? What's the function of the melech? What's his responsibility? Is lasos mishpat u'milchama. Shenema v'shofteinu malkeinu v'yotza lefaneinu v'nilcham es melcham oseinu. Now that's what the people say when they ask for the king, which again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules out of order. But it's clear that both according to the Rambam, and we'll see in a minute the Ramban, what it means is that the timing was out of order. The description of Malucha was right on target. When they said that we want a Melech that v'shafteinu malkeinu lasos mishpat, A, and B, that v'yotze l'faneinu v'nilcham es melcham osenu, so that definition of Malucha is entirely correct. The timing was wrong. And why was the timing wrong? So that's what the Ramban says, because Hayos, that at this time, Shmuel was Alpi Hashem being Shofet V'lochei Melcham Oseyem, so there was no room for a Melech. The whole mitzvah of Minoy Melech is that the Melech should assume those responsibilities of lasos mishpat and lehilochem. And so if presently Shmuel Hanavi is filling both of those roles al pi dvar Hashem, so there's no vacuum, there's no room for a melech presently. And that's what the Ramban says, that v'lohoyo lahem lishol melech b'yomav, as long as Shmuel was alive, so there's no room for a melech. Kemo she'amar lahem, v'Hashem Elokeichem Malkechem. V'hakosav amar lo oscha, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, lo oscha mo'asu ki osi mo'asu mimloch aleihem. U'lefichach lo nosam lahem malchus shel kayoma. Okay. See, Rashi in Sanhedrin understands that the role of the king is only l'shoftam v'lirdos harsavonim shavahem, to judge and to enforce mishpat. Aval ame ha'oretz talu olav melchamoseim. But the Rambam and the Ramban say no. Again, Bnei Yisrael were correct in saying that the king should have the responsibility of waging milchama, but it was the timing that was wrong. Masha Amar Kosov. Now the Ramban segues to a different question here. Masha Amar Kosov Niskalta. Lo shamartas mitzvos Hashem asher tzivcha, ki ata heichen Hashem es mamlachtecha al Yisrael ad olam. When Shaul sins, so Shmuel tells him, you acted foolishly. Had you not sinned, had you fulfilled your mission as Melech Yisrael, so then your Malchus would have been established ad olam. So how can that be if all along the plan is that Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda, is that Malchus is going to be given to Shevet Yehuda? She'im lo chota, so the Ramban says Prat, hoye lezaro Malchus be Yisrael lo al kulam. V'zeh tam el Yisrael, ulai hoye molech al shifte imo, al binyamin ve'efraim u'menashe. So maybe the ad olam, which Shaul would have had he not sinned, means he would have had a small segment of Klal Yisrael. He would have been melech. Alternately, he says, O yiyeh melech, tachas yad melech Yehuda. Or maybe it means he would have been a second in command. There would have been a president and a vice president. That Shaul and Zerah Shaul ad Olam would have been a second in command. In Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam and the Ravid talk about this kasha as well, and the Ravid gives this answer, which is the second answer of the Ramban. The Ravid gives also. Aval hoysa shniya l'malchus beis David, kigon kesar upalgei kesar. That would have been the structure. The Rambam says, it's a question how to read this pasuk according to the Rambam, but what the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes is that Malchei Beis David Heima Omdim Le'olam, Shenemar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, Kis'acha Yia Nochon Ad Olam, Aval Am Yamod Melech Mish'o Yisrael, Tifso Kamalchus Mibeso, Shaharel Yerovam Nema Ach Lo Kol Hayomim. So the Rambam says that any Melech Mish'o Yisrael can only be temporary. It can't be ad olam. How did the Rambam read this pasuk that was Shaul was told that his melucha would have been ad olam had he not sinned? So l'chaim it's clear that according to the Rambam the pshat is like this: the Rambam is saying once Malchus Beis David was inaugurated, once Malchus Beis David began, so then any subsequent Melech Yisrael would only be the Shah. But Shaul, who preceded Malchus Beis David, so the Rambam's not talking about that. Now, the Rambam in Halacha Tes, when he says, Avalim Yamud Melech Mishra Yisrael Tifsak HaMalchus, and the Raya is from Yeravam, Right? So Yerava means after Malchus Beis David had begun. So after Malchus Beis David had begun, and it had been given to David at Olam, so then that dictated that all Malchus Yisrael were only the Shah. But Shaul HaMelech, again, how would that have left room for the Kiyum? Okay, I don't know. So maybe the Rambam would also agree with the Kesa, apply Kesa. But either way, when the Rambam is talking about Malchus L'Shaul, he's talking about post David HaMelech. He's not being Mesiaches to Shaul. L'fi Daiti, says the Rambam, Hoyu ha-malochem ha-molchem al Yisrael mishar ha-shvotim achere David over maldas avihem u-mavirim nachla. Ha-hemo yisomchem al dvar achiyo ha-shiloni ha-novi she-moshach li-yirovam. Va'amar va'ena ezera David leman zos achlo kol ha'yomim. V'kasher ha'erichu Yisrael lahamlech alei mishar ha'shvotim melech ha'chamelech v'lo hoyu chozim al malchus Yehuda ovu al tzavos ha'zokein v'nen shubohem. So the Ramban says the horas sho'ah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that the Malchus should be divided, and there should be Malchus Yisrael, was intended just initially for that generation. And when they perpetuated that system of two Malchios, so then they were in violation. Here's what Ramban tells us again, that Lo Yosu Shevet Mi'huda is not only Haftocha, but also Azhara. They were in violation of this din of Lo Yosu Shevet Mi'huda. V'kasher ha'erichu Yisrael lahamlech alei mishar ha'shvatem. The fact that Achia HaShiloni was sent to anoint Yerovam, so that was intended l'sha'a. It wasn't intended, to set up long-term this system of Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. V'kasher ha'erichu Yisrael, and when they perpetuated that breakaway system, so then that was shalokid then. Avu al tzavos hazakin v'nen shubahem. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, Amud Beis, when Shmuel describes, after they ask for a melech, when he describes everything the melech is going to do, so the Gemara is a machlokas, whether kol ha'omer b'parshas melech, melech mutabo, or melech osobo. Is Shmuel describing the absolute power that the melech legitimately wields? Or he's describing the potential abuses that can and would happen. So Tosfos asks, according to the view that Melech Mutabo Lomo Nenash Acha Val Novos Kevin Shalavotza Limko Lo Karmo. Tosfos gives a few answers. The assumption until the last answer is that Achav legitimately, again, not commenting on his lifestyle and his values, but Achav legitimately has a din melech. And that's why Tosfos is asking, but kol ha'omer b'parshas melech, melech mutabo, so he has a right to, what do they call in American law, eminent domain or something, that the government can take over land. So that's one of the things. So Amar v'Parshas Malach, that the Malach has a right to do that. So Tosus assumes that Achav has a din Melech, and that Melech is and that is that and because of that they don't understand why is Nanash if Melech Mutabo. The last answer in Tosus is Inami the Parshas Melech lo nemer rak al haMelech shenimlach al kol Yisrael v'Yehuda umeis haMokom va'Achav lo Melech al Yehuda v'Gam lo Melech meis haMokom. So the last answer is in Tosus is like our Ramban, that it was only al pi Hashem, again, this split in the Malchus temporarily was al pi Adibor, but not to be perpetuated. The Ran here talks about it also.
V'zeh hoya, says the Ramban, onesh hachashmonoim. Shemolchu bebay yesheni, ki hoyu chaside elyon. The chashmonam bu chaside elyon, says the Ramban. Ve'ulmoleihem nishtakchu haTorah v'amitzvos miYisrael. They were the ones who stemmed and reversed the tide of assimilation. Ulmoleihem nishtakchu haTorah v'amitzvos miYisrael. Ve'afol pichein, says the Ramban, nanshu onesh gadol. Ki arba b'nei chashmonoi hazaken, in succession, hachasidim hamolchem zach hazeh imkol gvurosam v'hatzlochosam naflu b'yad oyeveim b'chorev. V'higiyah ha'onish b'self l'mashram rabosein uzal, that hordus destroyed the entire family, and therefore kol man da'amim mibes chashmonai kasiyana avdahu. The only thing that was left was an eved from the chashmonai, and the entire family was destroyed. And the Ramban says, shenichrusu kulam ba'ovan hazeh. Kol zera matisya chashmonoi atzadik lo'ovru ela ba'avuzeh shemolchu v'lohoyu mizera Yehuda mibez David ve'hesiru hasheved v'hamachokek lagamrei. Meaning they ruled over the entire people. Right? Lo'yosu sheved mihuda, so the Ramban said initially, even when there was Malchus Yisrael, but the Malchus Yisrael didn't rule over Yehuda. The chashmonoi ruled even over Yehuda, and because there was such chaside elyon, the Midas Hadin dictated that they receive this very, very harsh punishment. Well, V'hoya onesh mida keneged mida, shehim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem es avdeihem v'hem hechrisum. Then says the Ramban, "Ve'efshu gamkein shahoya leim chet b'malchusam." Maybe their chet was compounded. It's not only because they were not Yehuda, but mipnei shayu kohanim. And maybe the chet when kohanim assume malucha is even worse than any other non-shevet Yehuda, because v'nitztavu tishmus kohanaschem l'chol dvarim mizbeach. They should have been focused on avodas kohuna.
The Rambam has it in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. When he gives the historical background to Chanukah, so the Rambam writes that Bebayis Ksheni Kshemolchu Yovan Gozu Gzeres Al Yisrael Ubitlu Dosam Vlo Inichu Osam Lasok B'Torah B'Mitzvos Uposhtu Yodam B'Mamonam Uvivnasehem V'Nichnesu Lahechel Upertsu B'Potzos V'timu ataros, v'tzolem nisom erud mipneim belochtzum lachetz godol, ad shirichem aleim elokei avoseinu, v'hoshiyom miyodom, v'hitzilom. V'govu b'nei chashmonoi akonim agdolim, v'horgum,
והושיעו ישראל מיודם, והעמידו מלך בן הכהנים, וחוזו מלכוס לישראל יסר מסיים שון עד החורבן השני.
So I mean, he sketches the historical background of Hanukkah. And part of what the Rambam describes is that Hamidu Melech Ben HaKohanim. So, and the Rambam describes it in the same breath with Govu Bnei Chashmonai HaKohanim HaGadolim V'Horgum V'Hoshiu Yisrael Miyodam. And he clearly describes this as a very positive development, the Chozu Malchus LiYisrael, that they restored Malchus LiYisrael. So the Rav Zichron Livracha used to comment that the Rambam clearly disagrees with this Ramban. Why the Chashmonaim suffered such a fate according to the Rambam, we don't know. But it wasn't because they assumed the Malucha, because the Rambam describes that as a very, very positive development as part of the Nes of Hanukkah. Part of the Nes of Hanukkah is that they were able to reestablish Malchus Yisrael. But how is the Rambam able to view it so positively? Why didn't it violate Liyosu Shevet Mehuda? So the Lachor is as follows. Tosfos in Gitin, in the Sugya of Prosbul, highlights a Gemara in Masachas Nozir that says that Chazal knew that the second base of Mikdash was going to be destroyed. Tosus there, the context of Tosus is that Tosus assumes that Shemitah and Yovel were Noheg Bimei Bayasheni, and that Hillel, who lived Bimei Bayasheni, was Mesakeh in Prosbul for a time, La'acha Churban, when you wouldn't have Shemitah and Yovel. So why was he such a pessimist? So Tosfos quotes that the Gemara in Nozir, that Chazal knew that Bayasheni was going to be Chorev. That's what Tosfos highlights in Gitin. So that means that when the Chashmonoim reestablished Melucha, they knew that this wasn't going to be something permanent. They knew that it was something temporary, because they knew that the Melucha wasn't going to endure beyond the Binyan Bayasheni. So again, the Rambam said, we read it before in Perek Alpha Lochates, Malchei Beis David Heim Ha'omdim La'olam Shenem Akisach Ha'yeh Nochon Ad Olam Aval Em Yamod Melech Mish'o Yisrael Tifso Kamalchus Mibeiso Shehavei Li'yirovim Nema Ach Lo Kol Ayomim. According to the Rambam, one only violates Lo'yosu Shevet Miyehuda if one is looking to establish a dynastic monarchy that should continue Kol Ayomim. But if it's understood Meirosh, if it's understood from the get-go that the Melucha is only temporary, so then that doesn't violate the Liyosu Shevet Mehuda. Again, Liyosu Shevet Mehuda is that there can't be any dynasty which claims, which presumes that it will be Omed Kol Hayomim. But Chazal knew, the Chashmonaim knew, everyone knew that whatever Malchus was being established be made by Yesheni was a temporary Malchus, because as Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in Nazir, they knew that Vayesheni was going to be Chorev. So Kum Tais, that for the Rambam, again, the Isser of Lo Yosu Shevet Mehuda is to try to establish Malchus other than Malchus Beis David, which will be Omedes Lo'olam. But as a temporary measure, so then that's not also. That doesn't contradict the Haftocha to David HaMelech. So mainly for the Rambam, what the Chashmonaim did, so the Chashmonaim knew that they would command the respect that Malchus needed, and because of that, so they stepped forward and they assumed the position, and that was entirely kedin, because they didn't presume to be establishing a Malchus that would be Omedes La'olam. They knew that it would last maximum as long as Bayasheni stood, which they knew. And they knew that the days of Bayasheni were numbered. The Ramban l'shitoso, well, the Ramban said earlier that l'yosu shevet mi'yuda means that from the time Yehuda receives Malchus, Yehuda will never be ruled over by another shevet. So for the Ramban, even to do it l'sha'ah, it violates the Azharas Hazaken. So for the Ramban, what the Chashmonaim did was Shalokin then. But for the Rambam, what the Chashmonaim did in being Mamid Melech Ben HaKohanim, what was Kiddin? Why the Chashmonaim suffered the fate they did, we don't know. It's a mystery. I mean, the Ramban also doesn't mean that it's a riot to what he's saying. He's saying in light of what I'm saying, so we can understand it. And for the Ramban, we don't know why it happened. It's interesting that the Lashon, as I think the Magid Mishnah is saying here, that the Lashon of Megillas Tainis, when it gives the background to Chanukah, my Chanukah, and Chafal from Beisir and Shabbos, the Tana Rabbanon, the Chafei Bekislev Yomer the Chanukah Tzmanya Inyan, the Lol the Misbad Behon, the Lol the Sanus Behon, Shek Shenichnusu Yavonim Lahechol, Tim U Kol Hashmanim Shebehechol, Ukshagava Malchus Beis Chashmonoi Benitzchum. So again, the Megillas Tainis is clearly talking about the positive in the story, right? It's explaining to us al eza neis kva'uha, and it refers to the Chashmonaim as Malchus beis Chashmonai. So the Mashmas and the Megillas Tainis, the Chor is also like the Rambam and Tzorchi, and how the Ramban, and Tzorchi, according to the Ramban, the In the context of Al Eza Neis Kva'ua, we shouldn't be referring to Malchus Beis Chashmonai according to the Ramban, because that was a very negative development. Okay, we'll stop here.